He's going to make a difference for all the pitchers, right?
That's right. You know, anytime you get a few more hitters and, you know, solid defensive guy, I mean, you know, hey, obviously making an investment, a commitment to improve this ball club. Maybe you wondered who was going to be on the left side of the infield, and I think we're kind of getting that resolved very quickly here in spring training.
It's amazing. I mean, as a guy who threw a lot of ground balls, I've talked about this a few times. I know everybody's looking at Machado's offensive numbers, but he's got to save you 25, 30 runs over there at third base just on shots to the hole or down the line. I mean, people tell me he's as good as Arenado at third. I don't know if that's true, but I mean, I know he's right up there.
Yeah, he's definitely right up there, and he can save you some runs, and he's not going to hurt you over there. He's going to help you more than that. And, you know, just an all-around solid ball player, and, you know, I can only imagine the buzz in spring training right now, Chris, with the other players, and, you know, making this kind of commitment. I think they understand that this is a great time to be with the San Diego Padres, and they're knocking on the door, and it's a great opportunity.
Randy, can you recall anything this buzzworthy in the last 20 years? I'm trying to think when they signed Garvey and Nettles and Gossage came over in the 80s and, you know, Kevin Brown in the 90s and Greg Vaughn. But this one seems to rank right with those kinds of signings and trades and moves.
No, I really think so. I agree 100%, Chris. So this is a real commitment, you know, of today and this ownership and their desire to win and put together a solid ball club and organization. We've been seeing it, you know, and then now all of a sudden with this signing today kind of accelerated the whole idea. And I think the fans can get behind this and embrace this. That, yeah, these guys want to win now. And I think that's a statement that ownership is telling the rest of the guys. Hey, it's the time is now. Let's step up and let's get it done. And I'm pretty excited about it. I can hardly wait next week to get over to spring training and see what the vibe is and what's going on.
Oh, man, we're both going to be there next week. Yeah, we're going to be there with the Gwynn and Chris show Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week. Very excited now. I was excited before, but now I'm really – it's also true, Randy, I mean, this is buzzing around baseball, but all of a sudden now if you are looking to sign somewhere, San Diego becomes a whole lot more attractive place to go, does it not?
Oh, I did 100%. I think it was a whole lot attractive prior to with the rankings of our minor league and the talent that we have coming up. You know, there was a buzz in baseball that they're headed in the right direction, you know, but, you know, when do you finally get your destination? And I think this has accelerated the whole time clock, you know, for the Padres, you know, where they would like to be and where they're going to be. I just think this commitment, they've done their homework. They know what they were getting when they, you know, signed Manny Machado. And, you know, to make this kind of investment, I can't be more thrilled than the opportunity that's right before us. The left side of the infield looks solid. And the day in and day out lineup on the offensive side of the baseball looks solid. And, you know, and if you're a pitcher right now, you got to realize that, and you should be just as excited as well.
First guy he'll face is Madison Bumgarner, I think. Padres opened with the Giants on Thursday, March 28th. So we'll have a nice right-handed stick in the middle of the order ready for Madison Bumgarner. Do you see him kind of batting maybe clean up after Will Myers before? Where would you place him in this lineup in terms of trying to be as productive as possible and help everybody else be as productive as possible?
Well, that's a great point. You know, I don't see him. Maybe the two might be a stretch. You know, 3, 4, 5 right in there. You know, it's got to be in one of those spots. But I think Andy Green, the luxury of it, you know, if you look at all the guys, he's got a little, you know, got some great problems to have to figure out the lineup. And he's got all the spring training to find out and then what's going to work best. And, you know, I'm just pretty excited to watching the whole thing. If you get Hosmer coming back and having a solid year, Myers can stay healthy. Yeah, a lot of if, you know, Chris. But, you know, overall, when you look at the overall picture of it, it just looks a day in and day out lineup. They're really a solid guys that know how to hit and swing the bats. And that'll do, well, like I say, that'll do wonders for your pitching staff, in my opinion.
You can afford to make a mistake, perhaps, in the first inning and fall behind 2-0 and not feel like the game's over.
Exactly. And then, you know, you don't have to be perfect pitches. You can go out and compete a little bit, maybe, you know, be a little bit more friendly to yourself than trying to be perfect every single pitch.
Yeah, no question. While I have you for a second, Randy, the great Don Newcomb passed away today, and I know we're talking Manny Machado, and we're very excited in San Diego, but this is a legend of the game, one of the first African-American pitchers in Major League Baseball. Doesn't have the same cachet as Jackie Robinson, but Don Newcomb won the Cy Young Award, helped the Dodgers win a whole bunch. Did you ever run into Don late in...
I did many, many times. Don was a great man, and you know what a great ambassador for baseball. And you know, proud of being a former Dodger, and you know. But every time I saw him, first class guy, and you know, always got a smile on his face. And you know, the one thing I know we did share together is our passion for the game of baseball. He definitely had that, you know, inside of him. So I always liked talking pitching with Don Newcomb when I got a chance. He was a great guy.
Well, you're a great guy, Randy, and we appreciate you joining us, sir.
Hey, I love it, man. I knew the buzz would be around. And, you know, if you haven't got your tickets yet, folks, I guess you better get your tail out there and get you some tickets.
You might want a ticket or two because Randy's already given all his away.
That's right, man. Call him.
We'll see you for sure next week in Peoria.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you, Randy. Randy Jones right there, of course, a friend of every show here on 97.3 The Fan, and of course the great Cy Young Award winner from 1976. I did want to get that Don Newcomb note in because I know we're so excited and we're talking about Manny Machado, but Don Newcomb was a legend of the game. There's no question. He passed away today at the age of 92. We've been talking, obviously, pretty much all Manny Machado, which is understandable. Giants are the first opponent. I did want to look that up. Thursday, March the 28th. It's a 1 o'clock game, Scraby. So be ready.